Chapter 7. Christian Talbot. As time went on, Tony became more and more like his father. "I hate poor people," he said one day, when Linda and I were having tea with him in a cafe near where he worked. "They always want more money. My money."
"Oh, shut up, Tony," Linda said, as she pulled a mouse from her pocket. "I love the poor. When I was a child, we had many poor people around us. You're just a rich foreigner."
"I'm not a foreigner. I live here."
"And what are you doing with that mouse? People are looking at you," Tony said.
Tony often spoke badly of the poor. Also, during that time, both Tony and Celeste were interested in the politics of Herr Hitler, and they liked him very much. Celeste had visited him once in Germany. While Linda was not interested in politics, she knew that she did not like Hitler. One April morning in 1937, while visiting Moira at Celeste's house in the countryside, Linda met Christian Talbot. Moira, aged 6, now lived with Tony's parents. Tony stayed for a couple of nights every week, but Linda only visited once a month. She hated the house. The rooms were too big, and the windows were too small. It was not very comfortable. I was also with Linda during this visit. The Krozig family seemed to like me very much, especially Celeste, who often said that I was a good mother and wife. Alfred and I had had our first child by that time. When we arrived, Celeste was in the garden.
"Hello, ladies," he said. "We have a very strange man coming for lunch today. His name is Christian Talbot, and he's a communist. It's very sad because he's an intelligent man. I hope that he'll change his mind one day."
Christian was an extremely handsome man. He was tall with blonde hair, like Tony, but was also thin and looked very English. Christian's clothes were shocking. He did not have a coat, and he wore old grey trousers full of holes. He also looked very bored during lunch, especially when Tony spoke about politics or banking. After lunch, Christian asked Linda if she wanted to have tea with him. She agreed, and so the two of them went to Christian's house, while Celeste and I went for a walk in the garden.
"Do you know Pixie Townsend?" Celeste asked suddenly.
"No," I said. "Who is she?"
"She's a very nice person," Celeste said, before changing the subject. When Linda returned, she made me come and chat with her while she had her bath. Tony was reading to Moira upstairs in her bedroom.
"Christian lives in the smallest house in the world. It's full of books. Everywhere was covered with books. He's so different from Tony, the complete opposite," she said, her eyes shining. "And he knows Davy and Merlin. He's perfect."
When Tony and his friends had talked about politics, Linda thought that it was boring. But she did not think that Christian's politics were boring. He explained to her the politics of the world, the fascists in Germany, the war in Spain. Linda was fascinated.
"He's perfect," she kept on saying.
Linda soon decided that she was a communist, which enormously embarrassed the Krozig family. She spoke about being a communist
at the dinner table, in the park, to her family, and to anybody that listened. Finally, Tony asked for a divorce, and Linda went to live with Christian. While this made the Krozigs happy, Uncle Matthew and Aunt Sadie felt the opposite. They had never liked Tony, but they did not believe in divorce.
When two people were married, it should be forever, they thought,
especially if they had a child. And it was not only Linda who was making trouble for the Radlett family. Jassy had finally run away to America, and Matt had left school to go and fight in the war in Spain. Uncle Matthew realised that he could not control his children anymore, and there was nothing that he could do. Linda came to see me after she had told her parents about Christian.
I had forgotten that Father was so frightening, she said.
He shouted a lot, just like when we were children.
Mother just looked sad.
Where are you living now? I asked.
Well, she said, I'm living with Christian in his flat. It's very small, but I'm happy that it's small because I'm doing the housework and I don't seem to be very good at it.
I'm not surprised, I said. Linda had always been untidy.
Don't be horrible, Linda said. I hate cooking. Christian puts things in the oven and says, take it out in 30 minutes. It is so frightening. At the end of 30 minutes, I try to be as brave as possible and open the oven. Then I'm hit in the face with that awful heat. Now I understand why people put their heads in the oven and stay there.
She seemed tired and worried. Now, I want to hear more about Christian, please, I said.
Well, he's perfect. He is a very serious man, a communist. And so am I now, Linda said. The house is always full of his communist friends. They are wonderful people. But Christian hardly ever notices that they are there. He only cares for ideas.
I hope that he cares for you, I said.
I think that he does, but he can be very strange. The evening before I left Tony, Christian had dinner with his brother. I thought that he wanted to talk to him about me. So I rang him later and asked him what they talked about. He said that he couldn't remember and that it was probably something about the war.
So, what are your plans? I asked.
Well, he says that he's going to marry me when I'm divorced. I think that is stupid. I agree with Mother about only getting married once. But it would be nice not to have the name Krozig.
And have you stopped going to parties?
Christian doesn't like the parties that I like. The worst thing about being a communist is their parties. They are so sad. His friends are very nice, but they're very serious.
What do you wear to these parties? I asked. Your expensive clothes must look very strange.
Something with no colour and no diamonds, of course. I left them all with Tony. Christian doesn't understand how difficult it was. He doesn't seem to care.
And what about Tony? Is he all right? I asked.
Yes. He's very happy because now he can marry his girlfriend.
His girlfriend? I said, shocked. Who is she?
Pixie Townsend. She lives near Tony's parents. She loves Moira, and they go riding every day. Celesta thinks that she's perfect, Linda said. Oh, I must go now, but this visit has made me so happy. It was so lovely to see you. I do not know why, but I felt like Linda had once again made a mistake with love. And I wasn't the only one to think that. A few minutes after Linda had left, I had another visitor. It was Lord Merlin. I liked Lord Merlin very much, but I often thought that he thought I was boring. He loved Linda, and next to Linda, I probably was quite boring. I've just returned from Rome, and what do I hear? Lord Merlin began. Linda and Christian Talbot. Every time I leave England, Linda meets someone who isn't good for her. This is terrible. Can we stop it? I said something about Linda being unhappy with Tony. Lord Merlin laughed. We knew that she was not happy with Tony. We knew that she would leave him. But Christian Talbot? He walked over to the window. He's the complete opposite of Tony. I've known Christian since he was a child. He doesn't know how to have a relationship. People are nothing in his life. The women who love him are always hurt. He probably doesn't even know that Linda is living with him. He only cares about ideas. That's what Linda said, I replied. Oh, she's noticed it already. Well, she's not stupid. Why didn't you stop this? Lord Merlin looked at me angrily, and I did not know what to say. Do they have money? He asked. Not much. Christian makes some money from writing. Can I have Linda's address? I'll have to see if I can help her. Well, goodbye, Fanny. I later found out that Lord Merlin bought Linda a small house in London. It was very beautiful, and Linda loved it. The idea was to keep Linda away from Christian, but it did not work. As soon as she got divorced from Tony, Linda married again.